From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for a war crimes investigation of Russia and Syria. Following an attack on a Syrian hospital Thursday night, which left 20 people dead and 100 wounded, Kerry said in Washington Friday that people must be held accountable for the violence.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
Since the collapse of a U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire last month, ties between Moscow and Washington have grown even more strained. Meanwhile, Russia's parliament ratified a treaty with Syria on Friday that allows Russian troops to stay in the embattled Middle Eastern country indefinitely. The United States has officially accused Russia of being behind several computer attacks aimed at influencing the U.S. presidential election. A joint statement by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security said based on the scope and sensitivity of the hacks, only Russia's senior-most officials could have authorized them. DHS says some U.S. states have seen scanning and probing of their election-related systems, which in most cases originated from servers operated by a Russian company. However, it said the statement says that the United States is not now in a position to attribute this activity to the Russian government. Russia has repeatedly rejected accusations that it hacks the United States. The Interfax news agency quoted Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Friday as saying that the accusations were nonsense. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Hurricane Matthew continues to unleash powerful winds and heavy rains on the southeastern U.S. coast, while the death toll continues to mount in storm-ravaged Haiti. The National Weather Service said that Matthew, which has weakened to a Category 2 storm, is hugging the coast of northern Florida as it moves north-northwest, with maximum sustained winds of 177 kilometers per hour. The storm is southeast of Jacksonville, Florida, and is expected to move into Georgia and the Carolinas. John Qualiarello is with the National Weather Service in South Carolina.
The storm will start working up toward the South Carolina coast tonight. It's expected to move just along, potentially even making landfall somewhere along the South Carolina coast sometime during the day tomorrow, and then start moving away later tomorrow night.
Matthew has already left hundreds dead in the Caribbean, including at least 400 in Haiti. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize Friday for his efforts in securing the end of a more than five-decade-old conflict with Marxist rebels. Later Friday, Santos went on Colombian television to express his gratitude and to tell citizens he shared the honor with them.
La recibo no a nombre mío.
He said, "I don't receive this honor in my name, but in the name of all Colombians, especially the millions of victims from this conflict we have been suffering for more than 50 years. Colombians, this is for you."
Este premio es de ustedes.
Santos and Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia leader Rodrigo Londono, also known as Timochenko, signed the historic peace accord last month to end Latin America's longest-running conflict. The treaty was later rejected by a majority of voters in a referendum. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, is calling on richer countries to shoulder more of the burden of caring for millions of refugees. Speaking after the UN Conference on Refugees, Grandi said that he is hopeful that government commitments will translate into action.
The majority of those 65 million that we always talk about are not in the rich world. They are in the poorer countries. And those poor countries need more of the rich world to share their responsibilities.
Grandi says that richer countries can help by giving more money to the poor host countries or resettling more refugees. The U.S. economy added 156,000 jobs in September. The unemployment rate increased slightly to just under 5%. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.